Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here with all of you again. Does anybody have any prayer requests, first of all? This
morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you gave us again and for the time that we can have together here with the brethren, the fellowship. We pray for those that are sick, especially Sister Nancy, that you would keep giving your healing and strength and rest. And also pray for those that are traveling, Sister Joanne, that you'd keep her safe and that you would also bless those that are to be baptized today, that you would give them wisdom and help them to know and follow you. We thank you for everything. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to read some verses in Hebrews 11. This chapter is just a really beautiful chapter. There's a lot of, it's just basically poetry here. And had some thoughts too. Let's start in verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch, who was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Thinking about it, how, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know how in the world, with science and so much knowledge, it doesn't make people any more. It doesn't, whatever the pattern is, it's not helping them to believe in God anymore. If anything, it's, you know, it's making it worse. So that shows God has made it a requirement that you have to have faith. You know, you can't just study and learn all kinds of stuff and you automatically just see, oh, there's all the evidence that, you know, God is real and everything. He's made it that we have to have faith to believe him. And so I'll read some more here. By faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, and in a foreign land dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, But having seen them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Prepared a city for them. So that's just real neat examples of people who were faithful, and even if they didn't see the promise, they had faith and believed until they died. And that's just a real good example for us. So that's about all I had. Lord bless you all.